Blind Cool Tech, October 12, 05. We're going to try to podcast this today. We're doing an interview on television, but they may tell us no, so you might not get to hear this. All you can do is ask, huh, Rod? I'm here
really
with...
I'm extremely, pleased with the results for the Cuban College for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They've given some excellent ideas.
They sure have.
Some are very doable, some are probably not.
Some of them I want to do, but it's going to take a little work.
One thing is it has shown us areas that we didn't even think about.
Yeah.
Another thing is the manual has cleared up, or will clear up, issues in the manual that
I think I've already got that manual revised, so take a look at it sometime and see if you can. I should mention to our listeners, too, this is Roger's one of the programmers on Tootle Tile, so we're listening. Right, Rog?
That's right. That is true.
And we're walking around to the front of the...
We're in the back.
Back of the television station, okay.
And what I'm looking at is a picnic table we're going to sit at and see if somebody comes out.
Okay. And they're interviewing us today because APH's annual meeting is a big thing in town, and I'm going to demonstrate some video games. Tootle Tile is one of them. And a Lumi test and a Sherlock RF
right in front of you,
reader.
Just a small size table.
All right.
I don't see an ashtray, but I'm do see cigarette butts.
So yeah, most of those, a lot of those suggestions we had thought about, but you're right, there's some in there that, like speeding up the speech, I didn't even think of that, and it's such a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
It turned into a can of worms. Were you there yesterday when we were talking about?
My original thought was I just have the loop recorded at different speeds and just play that.
We got a much better way to do that.
Yeah, that's what Mario was saying.
But, you know, the letters and numbers aren't, they're compressed files and we can't speed them up, but Rob's going to redo them today.
Okay.
It's going to make them a little bigger, but I don't think that's going to matter. So what's around us here, Raj?
Well, to my left is the guest entrance. Straight in front of me is their mobile news van. It has the satellite dish folded down on the top of it.
Huh.
And actually, it's a truck, not a van. It's a pretty good size. Beyond that are satellite dishes. I guess that's what receives signals from who knows where. On top of the building is to my left. It's a two-story building. On top of that are more satellite dishes. And the rest of it's a parking lot with a grassy area where we are, a few trees.
Yeah, so this is our local Fox affiliate, Channel 41. What is it, WDRB?
WDRB.
Okay. And what other businesses around?
Well, I'm looking at the bank, the River City Bank, which is on down the street, on down Muhammad Ali, I guess you'd say down east on Muhammad. Behind me is basically open field. You have the Greyhound bus station.
An open field, you say?
Open area, open parking.
Parking.
Parking, yeah, I shouldn't have said field, but you have the Greyhound bus station. Then you have two apartment complexes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, one of them is for your senior citizens. I can't remember the name of it. It's, I can't remember the name of it.
Not Barrington, is it? No.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Okay.
And the other one is just a commercial apartment complex.
Pretty nice apartments?
Uh-huh. High rise.
Oh, like we got a nice river view and everything on one side anyway?
And then to my, as I'm facing west, to my left is just, I couldn't even tell you, it's a YMCA on down a little bit. There's a... another apartment that looks more like a commercial office building complex, what they have in there, I don't know. There's the Jefferson Community College affiliate for the technical school.
Oh, that's where that is.
Then as I turn to the south, I'm trying to read the name on the building. It's the Bell South telephone building.
Okay. So where's this proposed arena location at down here? Do you know?
Well, it's to your right, so it would be north of where we are, and then it would be behind you. It's more towards the golf house.
Okay.
If you're familiar with the golf house.
Yeah.
Area. And it's, I wouldn't have thought it'd be big enough, you know, as far as...
Well, I think they're going to do underground parking, aren't they?
I don't know.
Way down deep like they do at that... what hotel were we at last year for the annual meeting where it's like seven floors down for parking?
Yeah, that was...
The Brown, was it?
No, that was... you're asking the wrong person.
I don't remember
I'm
either.
I'm not going to remember. yeah, it'll come to me.
So this is kind of nice.
Wasn't that the Hyatt? I believe it was.
Oh, was it? I don't remember either.
I think it was the Hyatt. You were saying about this?
It's a nice little grassy area here.
It's just a area where you can eat your lunch, smoke a cigarette, and whatever.
What our time's looking like. She's going to meet us here at 8, she says, right?
I got 10 till, 11 till. If she's not here, I'm going to go to the guest door and ring the buzzer.
Okay. She actually offered to pick me up.
Oh, that's nice. Pretty good coffee. What brand was that? Wasn't Starbucks.
No, it was Millstone, I think.
Millstone, pretty good.
See, that's that grinded up stuff, Roger, that you'd say you don't like?
I don't like Starbucks.
Oh.
To me, it tastes like bark, tree bark.
I like Starbucks. There's this lady in Seattle that has her own podcast, and she was doing hers, and she had listened to mine where I was getting some Starbucks coffee. And, she says, people in Seattle don't let their friends drink Starbucks.
yeah, I don't know. Starbucks to me is tree bark.
I like it.
But then I water, like this morning, I put water with the coffee. At work, I always put water with the coffee. Just water it down with it. Now, over at Michelle and David's, we'll play cards pretty much every Friday, Saturday. And we'll put a pot of coffee on about 6 o'clock, and around 12 o'clock, it's at the end of the pot. And it does get a little bit stout.
Yeah.
I think I told you the story. I used to work for a first sergeant. And I was his clerk, and my job was to make sure there was always coffee. Part of my job. Probably 100% of
them. Our army at work, huh?
Yeah. And so every morning I'd come in and make a pot of coffee. He found out I was putting fresh grounds in it. He said, hell no. He says, you put grounds off them old grounds.
Give it a little extra flavor.
A little more flavor. So I did that. Well, every Monday morning I'd come in and I'd fresh ground. And man, he raised hell with me then too. He said, hell no, that stuff from Friday is just as good as it was Friday morning. Hello.
Hi.
We never did. We just throw more coffee on top of the old grounds and level it out, you know. He was a character.
You should tell our Blind Cool Tech listeners your story about marching the
directionally dysfunctional, yeah.
Roger's left is always right, and right's always left.
I was a platoon sergeant for several years, so I had to get everybody in line, get them out in formation every morning, march them around about once a week. And invariably, I'd call a column left or a half left, and I meant to go right or full right. And they knew what I meant, you know. So they'd always go the right direction, even though I was telling them wrong. Well, one morning they decided that, we just don't matter what he says, we're going to do just the opposite. So we got up to an area where we were supposed to turn right, and I hollered, column right. Sure enough, they went to the left. I thought, well, you know, I screwed that one up. We got to another part in the parade field, and I hollered a full left or column left, and sure enough, they turned right, right into the wall. And they all got a big kick out of it.
Gorgeous morning.
It is beautiful. Well, yesterday was a nice day.
Man, I was afraid we were in for cold weather there for a few days.
I got my coat on just in case. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
I didn't turn the heat on.
I didn't want to, but I went ahead and fired it up just to make sure it was working in case it did get cold.
The grandkids were.
Oh, yeah.
I think I told you the story about when I was in the Army and we were on patrol. Now, of course, I'm a clerk. I always have been a clerk in the Army. But we'd go on patrol around our base, and everything was defoliated. We were out maybe a quarter mile, half mile out from the perimeter, just walking around. One of the guys sprained his ankle. So we got on we had little handheld radios. Got on the radio and called back to the tactical headquarters, trying to get a helicopter to come out and pick him up. Of course, they came out and I couldn't give them the coordinates because I kept giving them the wrong coordinates. He was way over in the boonies out in the jungle. He said, "Where in the hell are you?" I kept giving him the
dang, Raj.
He says, "Well, I tell you what, you pop smoke, throw out a can of smoke, and if I see it, I'll tell you." And sure enough, I popped a can of white smoke, and he said, "I see white smoke." And I said, "That's us." He said, "Hell, man." He said, "You're 3 miles from where you told me." Everything is kilometers and clicks and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm 2 miles outside the base camp. Where in hell? This could be her now. SUV driving up. Young lady.
Hi, Helene. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Larry Skukon.
Hi.
That's Jake.
Hi, Jake. Helene. How are you guys?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
We'll go on in.
All right.
You want to follow or take arm?
I'll grab an arm. So you work for Big, right?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And this is Jake.
He's a beautiful dog.
Well, thank you. He tells me you're beautiful as well.
Oh.
I depend on him a lot for that.
Oh, well, there you go. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Come on in.
Hello.
Is our 815 guest?
That's us.
That's us. Or 830, I think it was, wasn't it?
Well, we're good.
In my gig.
Did you go off?
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
How are you guys?
Hi. Man, this is a busy place.
Right now, there's only 3 people here. And there's about 12, 15 office areas.
Okay, restrooms are right here. That's the end of a fresh pot of coffee, and help yourself.
Okay.
We've got a little fountain jar right outside.
Okay. Yeah. I tell you what, they're going to commercial right now, so I'll tell them. All right.
Good deal. Did somebody say they wanted a cup of coffee?
Not me.
I'm going to run for
coffee. Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
There's a table here, a chair there.
Okay. Yeah, that's the most comfortable chair.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well. Now, just Larry's on the TV.
Right. So you've got
the Lumi test.
The Lumi test and the Sherlock and your laptop with the video games.
Mm-hmm. And even for a bonus, I brought my book port because I always wear it. And if we have extra time or whatever, it's one of the coolest things in America.
Well, you know, Barry Burnson has volunteered for APH for a long time. He's done a lot of reading, and he's really into the subject. So if he can do anything to stretch the time, I'm sure.
He's a CSUN.
Hey,
good morning.
Hi.
How many will be on camera?
Just one.
Just me.
Okay, I understand you have a laptop.
I do.
Okay.
Do you need to set it up or anything? I mean, plug it in?
Well, do you have battery power for it, or do we need to...
I think it'll run on batteries
okay. And do we need to see the screen on it?
Yes.
It would be good to. But they're audio video games as well, so it'd be kind of good to see the screen, though.
Okay.
Do you have a big monitor we can plug into or anything?
No, we don't. All we can do is try to set it up in such a way that we can see the laptop screen.
Okay. What I did, I had sent an email, said that, probably if there's somebody helping with a handheld camera.
We don't have a handheld.
Nobody responded one way or the other.
Yeah, we have no one to respond anymore. So. This is called budget cuts and staffing cuts. There's a time we used to be able to do handheld stuff and stuff, but we aren't able to do that anymore.
Okay.
That's okay. I'm just wondering if plugging it in might be the best thing.
If you've got the power supply for it, we can hook up.
I'd rather do that because you never know when batteries are going to crap out.
Well, I just charged it and it runs about 6 hours. But you're right; it'd be better to. Do you want me just to hand it to you?
Yeah, you want to? I can take it here.
All right.
And we'll set it up. I see we're coming up on the 8 o'clock hour. I will set this up. You prefer to stand or sit?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. It might be easier to see this if you have standing up.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to go set this up.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you mind if I record this for a podcast I'm doing?
No, not at all.
We're recording it back at our place.
No, I'm talking about audio recording. I'm going to record the experience of being interviewed on the TV. Have you ever heard of a podcast?
Oh, sure.
I do a podcast called Blind Cool Tech.
Yeah.
I mean, is that okay with you guys?
No, that's all right. We have no problem with that.
That'd be
all.
Cool. Yeah. I think people would love to hear that.
Yeah, we have no problem at all.
All right, great.
We'll bring you in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to go set this up.
Okay,
We've got, if you need anything, we've got both the audio and the video running back at Bissig. So.
I'm recording it at my house, too.
Oh, good.
But see, we don't get the behind-the-scenes stuff that way.
Oh, definitely not. So, Jake, have you had a long morning so far?
Jake's had it easy. He didn't have to walk this morning. Yeah, he's a good boy. My little buddy.
He's great. What kind of a dog is he?
He's actually half lab and half golden retriever. He looks a lot more like a lab, though.
But he's got that golden aspect to
him. Yeah, kind of his bone structure or something, yeah.
A friend of mine is a member of the local Golden Retriever Society.
Oh, neat.
They rescue a lot of dogs and golden retrievers, and they try to get them adopted and stuff like that.
Oh, awesome. I actually have a golden retriever at home, too, that's my retired guide dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he started losing his eyesight last year, so I had to retire him.
And, that was my next question. What criteria would...
Usually arthritis gets them. You know, when they're usually about 10 or 11, they start getting a little arthritic. But this guy...
How did their hips do?
You know, there's been problems with big dogs. I've had five dogs and never had problems with the hips.
My husband had a dog who was a pretty big dog, and his hips went, and once that happened, he couldn't go to the bathroom anymore.
Yeah.
And they had to put him to sleep. He said it was the most horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him a bowl of ice cream, and that was the end. But apparently, once the hips go, all sorts of other things can get affected.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
But Jake is beautiful.
He's a very good worker, but he's not very good to live with. He's the worst behaved, well trained dog I've ever had. I can't leave him at home alone.
No?
Mm-mm. He will tear up the house. I have to tie him up if I leave. And I've tried. I've tried giving him a little leeway, a little more, and he blows it every time.
He's like my daughter. She's 20 months old. She tears up everything.
Yeah, but you can excuse
great.
Your daughter.
I can't. They'd get along great.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, God, she loves dogs. Every time she sees a dog, doggy. And the problem is, we'll be in the park or something, and she'll just approach any dog.
Yeah, that could be dangerous.
And some of them, she freaks them out. Dog out. Because they're not used to, you know, being approached or whatever. I'm talking big dogs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the one that she came up to this boxer.
Wow.
Doggy. And, you know, she's all excited and the dog doesn't know how to react. And so I'm afraid she's going to get bit.
Yeah.
Usually dogs can sense, you know.
Some of them are just crazy, though.
Well, that's true.
Most dogs really love kids, although sometimes, though, when the dog in a family comes before the child, they get real jealous.
Yeah.
Barry had said arrive at 8:15, so I figured, okay, let's arrive at 8.
And we got here about quarter till.
Oh, good. So we're
just in case of traffic or something.
So what exact time you'll go on it? It'd probably be closer to 8:30, I would think, 8:20 maybe.
Okay. What do we got right now?
Hi, how are you? Good.
Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, I'm Larry.
Steve.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
We're setting your laptop up. What username do we need to click on? Open the rest of the way.
Is there one called Larsku? LARSKU? LARSKU?
That maybe.
Okay,
I'll go look again.
You know what? I'm going to have to log in though because there's a couple of complications. There's a password on it and the keyboard is in Dvorak layout.
Oh, okay.
I don't make it easy.
Okay. Well,
so, but if you just get it at the log on screen, I'll log on from there.
Okay. Well, we've got it powered up and everything, so we should be in good shape.
Okay.
As soon as we hit the commercial break, we'll get you in, and that should give us plenty of time for you to get everything up and running.
Okay.
Just
great.
A few minutes. I'll be back with you. Thanks.
Thanks.
I assume I'll just stay right here.
If you want to stay here, or you can come to the studio.
That'll work.
We'll go in the studio. It'll be more fun.
That'll work. So I'm going to pass on the coffee.
Candace is still here. She's
going to
have a baby any day now.
Yeah, she's the other host on the morning show, right?
She's a really nice person. In fact, we were here last week doing something for Oktoberfest. That's one of the festivals that we produce, and we had Schnitzelbank here as the official caterer of Oktoberfest, and they had all kinds of food that was just the highest possible, you know, fat and
cholesterol. Everything that's not good.
Well, we had fried biscuits, we had pork chops, brats, apple strudel, two different kinds of potato salad, German and more of an American. What else did they have? Sauerkraut. I passed on that. But I had everything else. I had two of those fried biscuits with apple butter.
Oh, those are good.
I was, I don't know. It like went
There's
to my
your
head.
Computer, Larry.
One second, just bring it in here, and you can probably.
Okay.
The three names it says Krecky,
mm-hmm.
and.
Skular.
Iskutan?
Oh, well, Iskutan.
Skular, there's Skular, is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Click on that one.
Oh, actually, I'm...
There it goes, it's loading now. Is that the one you wanted?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, we'll go back.
Yeah. Now, what happened to the sound on it?
We probably... I hit the mute because we didn't know if it was going to come up with sound or not since we were on the set out there. Let me...
We've got another gig tomorrow and then business first. Studio store. And then we've got some other things. I think some coverage of the actual conference.
Okay.
So we're doing good. I'm excited.
Log in, all right.
Log in. I was trying to go back to the log on. 40-something per pack is a good idea. Yeah, I'll open all that up fine.
Well, I hope you can unmute that thing, or I'm not going to be able to use it.
we'll be fine. We'll get back up. It's shutting down Explorer EXE right now.
Okay.
Which one did you want to log?
I think it's the one that's called Skular. Is there a Skular or a Larsku? It's like the second one down, maybe?
Skular?
Yeah.
But that's the one, okay, that's the one I logged in with.
Okay, it's the other one then, because it needs a password.
There's a SMIROD.
No.
And then there's the correct key was the first one. The second one is the Iskuchen.
Yeah, does that one need a password?
Well, let's find out. Yes.
Yeah, that's one.
You're on the password right now.
Okay, we need to come in now. He's in this fall. We have weather and top stories, I guess.
Okay.
So. Is it not cooperating? Or?
No, we just had to find the right one.
Well, I can't tell if it's logging on or not without the...
It doesn't have the right password.
Let's unmute it.
Go ahead and just... it's ACC 13 ESS.
Okay, it's logging
okay,
in.
Okay, good. Come on in. Alrighty. Excuse me. Hey. What's up? How you doing?
Morning.
Good morning.
Pronounce your last name for me again.
Skutskan.
Skutskan.
Got it. Good old Czech name.
There are 3 steps here.
How are you?
Third step.
Okay. Hear the audio. Is this all the way up? Just sounds a little.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couch here. You got your leg up against it. Just. You can just turn around and sit down.
All right.
Hey, yeah, tell them to use the breaking news animation coming out of the break.
Breaking news.
Sit down, Jake. Breaking news animation.
I want to bring him over.
Breaking news animation. Barry's asking about.
Is that okay for him right there?
He's fine right there. Yeah. We'll just move.
I can put him wherever we want.
I can move the cable. Not there.
He's asking about it.
Okay.
But he'd be
fine. But I don't know.
See, did we unmute this thing?
I did unmute it. Yeah.
Let's see if I can get some.
Reset your IPs. Reset your IPs, please.
That's turned all the way up. So is it? Yeah, that's what I just...
That's the volume right there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
The level's showing all the way green all the way over.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hooking a microphone to your collar here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll work at that angle.
Work at the Single?
Yeah. Okay, because that's where about one. We may ask at some point to turn it towards your right a bit so we can see the screen from our cameras.
And where are the cameras? Where should I be looking?
Okay, you just talk to them. I don't know if it's going to be Candace or Barry who's going to be talking to them. But you just talk to them and just ignore him, everything else.
Okay.
And we'll follow along with you.
Okay. Gosh, I wish this thing would go up a little louder. I wish this would go up a little louder.
Tell you what we'll do is we'll put a microphone on that too, so it really, as long as you can hear it, we'll be able to hear it too.
Oh man, what did I do? Hit the mute.
Say what?
Did I hit the mute?
Maybe. There we go. I unmuted it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, you hooked it right into the out?
No, I just clipped it to the power cord. It's a microphone like the one you're wearing.
Okay.
I just clipped it to a cord over there.
Cool.
Sunshine this afternoon. Two big storm systems still really making the headlines, and that is the one that dumped 20 inches of snow.
Yeah, I'm going to use a couple pieces of tape, and I'm going to tape this microphone cord on your back here so it doesn't slide around.
Still causing problems as a pretty big area of rain continues along the northeast.
All right,
thanks.
Great.
Logan in Boston, Bradley International, Hartford. This is the area where
your dog is laying on the power cord. I don't know if that's going to be.
Should I move him?
Yeah, I think you could go to your other side.
Here, Jack. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that could have been a disaster. Oh, sorry. Oh, man. Okay.
Square foot heaven 3 years ago. From the stately and huge windows to the space inside, even the soothing yellow, it's all picture perfect.
This is certainly the great room in the house, and it has the big sun exposure.
But what might be more notable is what you can see.
Larry, how are you?
Good. Good
to see you, man.
Good to see you.
What's going on?
Oh, are you going to sit here?
No, actually, I'm going to sit over there.
Okay.
I'm going to sit over here.
Hi, Larry. I'm Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
It's good, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay.
We're paying half now compared to what we did 3 years ago.
Well, you guys are busy here in the morning. You guys are busy.
Yeah,
I didn't realize there was so much behind the scenes.
It's true. It's true. The building behind you will send got a couple of little things to do on that.
Okay.
Scootscon.
Scootscon,
Not Scoots.
Right.
Scoot.
Okay, I'm going to try to angle this laptop a little more.
Okay.
So
we'll get a shot of it on camera.
Yeah, we'll get a shot on the camera. Yep, so you'll sort of be sitting at an angle.
Okay.
So, but that way we'll be able to see it.
Okay. Great.
Which is the floor. The old leaves and flat, they show great older than the new home, and they show the old as before too. She just hopes the rest of us can catch up. It's also special because it's a single, or are we going to do it as a two? You can have it both ways. You can have the energy efficiency, and you can have the design that you're interested in. Here at Scout, Fox 41 News.
Golf course in Washington State had their game delayed by a four-legged intruder. Take a look at this. A moose decided to take a stroll through the Manitou Country Club golf course in Spokane. It jumped over a fence, ran around, took a couple of three iron shots. Anxious players just stood around and watched. The moose spent a couple of hours wandering around the golf course, which is what I often do. And finally, it just left on its own, having failed to get a tee time.
Starter kept trying to hurry him along. He just wasn't paying much attention.
Couldn't get three more mooses to play with.
Nearly 100,000 children here in the United States are visually impaired or blind, and they want nothing more than to just do what other kids can do.
Louisville's American Printing House for the Blind is at the cutting edge of improving products for these young people, and Larry Scootcon is here with some new inventions being unveiled this week at the annual meeting of the Printing House. Larry, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Now, the video games, it would seem odd that visually impaired kids could play a video game.
Well, you have to realize there's a lot of degrees of visual impairment, from low vision to total blindness. And we designed these games so that they work for the entire range of visual acuity. So, for instance, this game in front of us here, you'll see that it has very high contrast colors and large tiles and easy to see patterns on the tiles. But also, if you notice, when you play the game, you get audio feedback as well. So as we move,
it's describing the tiles that we actually see in this game.
It's actually telling you what level the tile is on, what position it is on the screen, and what the pattern is on it.
All right. Let's move on to Sherlock. What's that all about?
Sherlock is a RF tag labeling system so that it's used to identify clothes and maybe grocery articles and so forth. So, for instance, if I had this, if I were in the store with this shirt, and what did I do with the Sherlock?
Where's Sherlock?
There's Sherlock. I would ask somebody to describe this shirt to me, and I would take one of these plastic tags, which later I would pin to the shirt so that I could find it in my closet in the morning. And I would record what this shirt is. So if, you know, if I'm totally blind and I don't know what this is, I need to identify it in the morning, I can first set it.
This is a green and purple.
This is a polka-dotted shirt with yellow and green diagonal stripes and a fuzzy collar. That's my favorite shirt,
well,
too. Right. So now I have this clip to my shirt in the closet, and I just press this button.
This is a polka-dotted shirt with yellow and green diagonal stripes and a fuzzy collar.
That's pretty amazing. We have about a half a minute left, Larry. You got one more item that the printing house has developed. And in the interest of full disclosure, I should say that I'm a professional narrator at the printing house, but... Go ahead.
Extraordinaire at that.
No,
this is called the Lumi test. Lumi as in luminescent, not loony. And it does three things for us. One, it's a light probe so that we can detect where light comes from. Mm-hmm. Like I can tell there's a light right over there. But one of the most interesting things about this is it has a light source in its eye so that you can use it on a piece of paper to tell the formatting of the paper. You can actually put it on a page and move it down through the page and maybe tell where you need to sign your name or if the formatting is right justified or just, you know, all out of whack.
We appreciate that. And the public's invited to the annual meeting.
That's right. The APH Insights 2005 is happening Thursday through Saturday if you want to be a part of it. It's at the Loyola Marriott. And if you want more information, there's a phone number on your screen, 895-2405. And Larry, thank you for coming.
And bringing your companion dog, whose name is?
Jake.
Jake, good to see you both.
Thank you.
Still to come here on Fox in the Morning, Darren Adams is trying his hand at the haunted cornfield maze at Montgomery Farm in Underwood, Indiana.
And a little later on, a patriotic display that's just a little bit corny, you know what I mean? That story when Fox in the Morning returns. Mark Weinberg?
Barry, another nice fall day. Temperatures today are going to be almost identical to what we saw yesterday. That includes some clouds. It includes breaks of sunshine this afternoon. And I don't think it's honestly going to be that bad of a day. 67 midday. Temperature very pleasant this afternoon. Some breaks of sunshine with high temperature at 73 degrees. At 8:22, Mike Marshall is here with another update on Sky Fox Traffic. Hello, Mike.
We're clear.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. I should tell you guys, too, I cleared it with them out front. I was recording this for a podcast that I'm doing. And are you familiar with podcasts there?
Sure am.
Well, check out Blind Cool Tech sometime.
Okay.
BlindCoolTech.com. It's really fun stuff. All right.
It's like the other day when I was playing.
Did he get the tape off? Yeah, he got me on tape.
You have a big X on your back.
Jake, you did well. You did well, Jake.
As long as he doesn't talk. Well, nice meeting you, Candace.
Nice,
and nice
you
seeing you, Barry.
It's really interesting.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I told Barry that was one of my favorite games to play, you know, when I was working in the math office in college. It's my job, but I mean, the tiles are different, and then the levels.
I'm amazed. I've never had played Mahjong before, but it's very challenging.
Yeah,
it is. Pardon?
One crack, two bam.
Okay, do you want to power this down? Or?
Yeah.
What do you just...
Just go to the start menu and shut down.
Okay, I'm going to put your power supply down.
You may get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Dwight Mitchell. Yeah. Thank you.
To lead off the 8:30. Yeah, let's get a candle.
Well, you'll never even see the candle in the bright light.
Oh, that's true.
And over time, over time it shrunk and this doesn't even fit in.
I sound like I'm backing up.
I made that joke this morning.
Okay.
Bye, Jake. Bye, Larry.
Bye, bye.
There are three steps here, and they're very narrow. The steps are narrow.
Yeah, gotcha.
There we go.
Jake's telling me.
Okay.
Hi, thank you.
Stand by.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
I can show you out.
All right, that works.
This is the sixth year they've done this. This year's theme? Patriotism.
Where is the parking? Or
where
is
did
it
you guys?
WAPS? Lloyd and Broadway.
That's tomorrow's gig.
We're going away. Lloyd and Broadway. There is a parking lot that's actually at Floyd and Jacob for guests, which is just right across the street.
Okay.
But you should really have no problem parking on the street at a meter if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it works.
Yeah, but it's Floyd and Jacob.
Okay. You know where Jacob is?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, in the right there, another
hello, Eileen. How are you?
Good. Oh, there's plenty of parking on that lot. No, not far. This would be if you make a when you come off. It's the station is not. You can see it on Broadway, but the entrance is on Floyd. And the next block over would be Jacob. But I'll be there too. So.
All right. Good. One more question.
Sure.
Where is the Marriott?
The Marriott the is new on Marriott. Second. The new Marriott is Jefferson. And on or about Jefferson and Second would be the...
So right by the convention center.
Right by the convention center would be the entrance. You can see it on Liberty as well. So it's really... The hotel is itself is not... an extraordinary structure. It's just sort of a...
Okay, well...
But you'll see Champion Sports Bar at the corner of, like, 2nd Street.
Oh, yeah, it's part of the Marriott, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So there's nothing about it that just sort of hits you. As
okay.
I'm sure I've seen it.
It's
probably have been there.
I mean, inside, it's very nice and stuff, but... shouldn't have too much trouble once you sort of get into that vicinity. It's a gray slab with a Champion Sports Bar outside, and there's sort of a round driveway.
Okay.
We'll say on
we'll find it.
Yeah, so sure.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank
we will
you.
Thanks,
Elaine. Thank you. You were great.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm a star.
I think it's raining. Did you feel something?
No. Might have been a bird ranch.
Hopefully not.
Oh, man, I got one the other day. First time that's ever happened to me. It was still warm.
That's not good.
No. Hit me right in the eye. All right, we're going to sign off for Blind Cool Tech. That was kind of fun. Man, that place is hectic in there. I didn't realize all the stuff that was going on everywhere.
They had two cameras, and they were constantly moving those cameras from one set to the other set.
Okay.
In addition to moving the cameras, they were panning from one person to the other, you know, just constantly moving the cameras around.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
So Barry was, and Candace were looking, like, they weren't looking at the cameras when they were talking to me, they were looking at me, but usually they got to keep track of the camera, right?
Mm-hmm. And the guy that's doing the camera, there's a light that lights up, plus he'll hold his hand up or hold his finger up to let him know that it's the one that's...
Well, that was very cool.
Yeah, it is. I'm impressed, you know, it went very good.
It sure, I sure wasn't on there long.
No.
A total of 30 seconds?
You had about a minute and a half.
Okay.
Your 15 minutes of fame is not quite 15
minutes. 1.5 minutes of fame. All right, I should tell our Blind Cool Tech listeners that you can contact us by leaving a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203. You can email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com, or you can check us out on the website, blindcooltech.com. And we got a new logo up there. All right, thank y'all, and we'll see you next time.
Tell you what, that Marriott sounds like where we were last year, Larry.
No, this is a brand new one, man.
Yeah. I'm going to ride down there.
Okay.